Beloved, Christ is in our midst. Today we stand 50 days since the resurrection of our Lord. And these 50 days, the 50th day, is Pentecost. And we celebrate on this day, after our Lord ascended into heaven, 40 days after his resurrection, that he sent the Holy Spirit upon his disciples and his apostles, upon his Holy Mother. And they were all gathered in the upper room in Jerusalem, the very same room where Jesus broke the bread and gave it to his disciples to eat, and gave them the cup of wine to drink, telling them that this was now his body and his blood. And now this same place where he instituted the Eucharist is the same place where his promise is fulfilled that he would send the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, upon the disciples. And we heard in the epistle what a change it made in them. That there they were in Jerusalem and able to preach and teach so that others who spoke different languages were able to understand them. That the Spirit allowed the apostles to speak in tongues. For we heard that a great sound as of rushing wind came through the house, and tongues as of flame were above their head. And they were able to speak without knowing that they were speaking in other languages, and so much so that the others wondered if they were drunk, if they had been drinking early in the morning. And it goes on that St. Peter says, we're not drunk. We've received the Holy Spirit. And we are preaching to you about Jesus, the Christ, the one whom you crucified and who is raised from the dead and who sends his Spirit upon us in the world to be with us always. That the Holy Spirit will never leave in the world, for Christ fulfilled his promise, sending the Spirit to us. And as the coming of the Spirit was heralded by something visible, by tongues of fire, as a fire upon the apostles, we who have been baptized also received something visible when the Spirit came upon us. For we were anointed with the holy chrism, consecrated by a bishop. And that holy chrism was placed upon us, touching all of our senses, our mind, our eyes, our smell, our hearing, our lips, our chest, our hands, and our feet. The words were said, the seal of the gift of the Holy Spirit. And so the Spirit came upon us. And the word is used is seal. You think of an embosser or a stamp. When you put it on a paper and you clamp it, it leaves a mark that you can't get rid of. When we receive that holy chrism, we receive the Holy Spirit. God marks us as his own. We can't get rid of it. He marks us as belonging to him, a new creation. We who have been washed in the waters of baptism, plunged into the water as Christ descended to death, raised up from the water as he rose from the dead, anointed with the chrism, receiving the Holy Spirit so that we might be able to live the new life we received in baptism. And then to cap it all off, we receive Christ in his body and blood. In the bread and wine now become his body and blood for us to feast upon, to nourish us in the fullness of our being, in spirit and in body. Now we have received that Holy Spirit, the seal of the Spirit upon us, becoming his temples. God has done all the work. God is the one who drew us to himself in baptism, who made us his temples in chrismation, the Holy Spirit coming upon us, But we have something to add. We must prepare the soil of our heart in order that the Spirit within us may bear fruit. For because the Spirit has come upon us is no guarantee that we live in the Spirit. Suppose I took a handful of seed and threw it on the carpet here. What would happen? It wouldn't germinate. Nothing would happen to it. It would stay there. But if we put that seed into the earth, having broken up the earth to put the seed in it, to water it, to nourish it with fertilizer, to allow the sun to shine upon it, then that seed will bear fruit. But it's already in the seed to bear fruit, to germinate, to grow. But the conditions must be right for it to germinate. And that's how it is with the Holy Spirit in us. He comes as a seed within us when we are chrismated. But we must do our part. If we want to live in God, then we must pray. We must come here to worship, to receive the Holy Eucharist. We must till the soil of our hearts through prayer and through fasting, through almsgiving, through all of these virtues, that we make ourselves ready for the Spirit to bear fruit in us. Because any good we do, my beloved, is God at work in us. It is not from us. It is from God. Any sin we commit, that is from us. That is not from God. So we must do our part that the Holy Spirit in us may bear fruit, that we may truly be His living temples of God, temples not made of stone or brick or wood or gold, but of flesh and blood and spirit as we are, that God will live in us, that we will bear fruit. We will bear fruit not only here in this life, God being the one bearing the fruit in us, but to bear fruit all the way into the kingdom of heaven, where we come right now in this liturgy to the heavenly kingdom, so that we may receive God again in the Eucharist, so that the soil of our hearts may be broken. For God says, a broken and a humbled heart He will not despise, but rather He will renew a right spirit within us, His Holy Spirit, taking out our sinful heart and placing and creating within us a new heart, a new life in the Spirit, His Holy Spirit, so that we who here on earth join with the saints who are worshiping in heaven may find the Spirit so living in us that we are accounted one with them, not only in this life, but in the age which is to come. That as we look upon the holy icons of Nicholas of Myra, Germanos of Constantinople, John the Baptist, Gregory of Nazianzus, and Cyril and Methodius, Paraskevi, Catherine of Alexandria, that's what the Holy Spirit looks like in God's saints, in those persons. May we so cooperate with God that we, like they, may shine forth God's glory, God's Holy Spirit, God's life in us, that as our Lord says, not only will we be filled with the light of His life, but His life will pour out from us. God will pour out from us as living waters. Glory to God for all things. Amen.